Great. Okay, so good morning, everyone. It's Claire, the curate today. Steph is already doing a children's service at 9:30 today at Rackenford. So she sends her best to you all and hopes that we make a good job for it. Me and Sally, actually, we know for sure that Sally will make a good job. So your prayers are welcome for me to get us through the next half hour. So hopefully you've got your order of service in front of you. I'll just give you a few notices so I know that you will know. Tomorrow is the next X Valley lunch, and it's going to be held at Holmead Farm. And if you want to come last minute, that's still fine. If you just let me know, you've got my number. The next coffee morning is on Wednesday, the 11th of January, at the Golf Club at 10. The 5th Sunday, we've got a special service. So the 29th is at Rackenford, where we have Andy Flanagan coming as a guest speaker. We also have a marriage preparation day. And if any of you are willing to help out with that day, either catering or just welcoming, that would be lovely. And that's going to be on February the 4th at Crewsmore Orchard Village Hall. That's it for the notices. So let's now prepare our hearts for the service. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your light springs up for righteousness, and all the peoples have seen your glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God, King of the nations. To you be praise and glory forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. As the sun of righteousness dawns in our hearts, anoint our lips with the seal of your spirit, that we may witness to your gospel and sing your praise in all the earth. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Father of all who created the heavens and the earth, thank you that we are your beloved. Your Holy Spirit descends on Jesus like a dove. May your Spirit meet us where we are today. May your Spirit breathe new life in us today. May you hold us with your righteous right hand in Jesus' name. Amen. And together, oh, be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is gracious. His steadfast love is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind as we rejoice in the gift of this new day. So may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen.
And the first reading this morning comes from Isaiah 42. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope. That is what God, the Lord, says. The creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads them out on the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and make you to be a covenant of for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See the former things that have taken place, and new things I declare before they spring into being. I announce them to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Canticle of Ezekiel. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanliness. A new heart I will give you, and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove from your body the heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world.
The second reading comes from Matthew 3, and it's the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Sally. So my talk this morning, you'll be pleased to hear, is short and simple. And it's based on the Isaiah reading, "The Lord's Chosen Servant." So we are made to be fruitful and to create. And I read a saying recently from the poet John Donoghue. I don't know if any of you have read his book or seen his book. He's written a lovely book of blessings. There we go. There it is. If you want to know. Yeah, some of you are nodding. It's brilliant. He's a brilliant author and writer of poems and poetry and blessings. And he said this thing. He said, "The heart of human identity is the capacity and desire for birthing, not just, you know, as a woman giving birth, but you know, birthing ideas, birthing creativity. And so to be human is to become creative and to bring forth the beautiful." I was really energized by that one. And somebody recently also asked me the question, what are your hopes for 2023? And having dug into the Bible and been dwelling on this question anyway, in this mind, in the light of the new year, I was able to respond immediately with, well, you know, I'm not going to worry too much when people are unkind to me. That's what I said. God has a plan, and as long as I'm not straying from that plan, I need not worry. In these Isaiah verses, God speaks through the prophet Isaiah, announcing that he has chosen a servant to fulfill his purpose and to bring justice to the nations. Now, this servant is described as a chosen one, a servant who is faithful and trustworthy and will not be discouraged or defeated. And of course, this servant is Jesus. The servant is described as a light to the nations, bringing God's salvation to the ends of the earth and opening the eyes of the blind. He will be a covenant for the people, a light to the Gentiles, and the glory of the people Israel. The servant is also described as having a gentle and humble spirit, and he will not strive or shout. He will not break a bruised reed or extinguish a smoldering wick. Instead, he brings justice to the earth and righteousness in a quiet and peaceful manner. The message of Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 9, is one of hope and redemption. It reminds us that God has a plan for the world, and he has chosen a servant to carry out that plan. And this servant will bring justice and righteousness to the earth, and he'll do so with a gentle and humble spirit. And as we follow this servant and trust in God's plan, we can have hope and find salvation. So through Jesus, all of us have the opportunity to share in this plan. All of us are called to be servants of his Son, demonstrating godly righteousness and bringing light into every situation that we walk into. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, letting his light shine in us before we can be light to others." If fear or worry is getting in our way, it's harder, isn't it, to let that light shine within us. So when we spend time with people, the best thing we can give them is our time, and we can leave them feeling treasured and loved by God. Over the Christmas period, we set up a prayer tree outside Rackenford Church, and people could walk past this prayer tree. There was a little bench. I don't know if you can see, I took a picture of it. There's a little bench, it says the prayer tree, with a little box beneath it. And I found a yew tree that was fairly, you know, accessible. And you can see the path goes past this yew tree. And we put lots of little luggage labels, but they were pretty, like in a bauble shape, so people could write with the Sharpie pen their hopes and prayers for the Christmas period. And they could hang them on the tree so that other people could see them, stop, think and pray. And there were many prayers, a lot about peace and ending war, and you know, the Ukraine war, lots about that, a lot about healing and for their friends and cancer people who had cancer. And but one prayer really, really struck home to me. And someone had written, "Being good at listening for everyone." Isn't that, if everyone did that, it would be marvelous, wouldn't it? And so I think that is, you know, my hope for 2023. If we could all listen to each other and let the light shine within us that is from God, that would be a good thing, for each of us in 2023. So I'd like to end with a prayer with you, again from the poet John Donoghue, which is entitled The Morning Offering. So if you'd just like to listen and absorb this prayer, which is a kind of blessing at the same time, I'll read it to you. All that is eternal in me welcomes the wonder of this day, the field of brightness it creates, offering time for each thing to arise and illuminate. May my mind come alive today to the invisible geography that invites me to new things, to new frontiers, to break the dead shells of yesterday, to risk being disturbed and to change. May I have the courage today to live the life that I would love, to postpone my dream no longer, but do at last what I came here for and waste my heart on fear no more. Amen.
We now move to the intercessions. Let us pray that God may see in the life of the church, may be seen in the life of the church. Lord of the church, you have called us into the family of those who are the children of God. May our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ be strengthened by your grace. Jesus, Lord of the church, in your mercy, hear us. You have called us to be a temple where the Holy Spirit can dwell. Give us clean hands and pure hearts so that our lives will reflect your holiness. Jesus, Lord of the church, in your mercy, hear us. You have called us to be a light in the world so that those in darkness come to you. May our lives shine as a witness to the saving grace that you have given for all. Jesus, Lord of the church, in your mercy, hear us. You have called us to be members of your body so that when one suffers, all suffer together. We ask for your comfort and healing power to bring hope to those in distress, especially at this time. We pray for Jax, Brenda, Olivia, Cynthia, Jackie, Mary, Henrietta, Tony, Donald, Diana, Roman, Ruth, Mike, Bob, Keith, and Janice. Jesus, Lord of the church, in your mercy, hear us. You have called us all to be the bride, where you, Lord, are the bridegroom. We give you thanks for all those who have gone before us to take their place in the heavenly banquet, remembering especially Nancy Eyre, Michelle Goldsworthy, and Irene Dorothy Lancells. Jesus, Lord of the church, in your mercy, hear us. Jesus, Lord of the church, you have called us into fellowship with your saints. We unite our prayers with theirs, and ask for grace to serve you with joy, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for all eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. The collect of the day. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, grant to us, who are born again by water and the Spirit, that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And the blessing. May God the Father, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead us also in our pilgrimage to find the Lord. May God, the Son, who turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Canaan, transform our lives and make glad our hearts. May God, the Holy Spirit, who came upon the beloved Son at his baptism in the River Jordan, pour out his gifts on us, who have come to the waters of new birth, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for today and always. Amen. Yes.